Welcome to the Daily Gator Daily Thought Podcast. Back from vacation. Voice is rested. I'm hopefully able to do these again. I was getting to the point I was just coughing too much to do these podcasts, so my apologies. But today I'm going to get into some college football. And I'm even going to touch on the blind referees at the Monday Night Football game last night. Wow, what a bad call that was. Stick with me, folks. Love football. And welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought Podcast. Life isn't all about politics. Life's not all about any one thing. But college football comes pretty darn close for 14 magical weeks in the fall every year. And we're through 4 weeks. And a few things I notice is that if you talk about disappointments... Arkansas Razorback fans knew they were ranked 8th. Yes, they lost their coach, Bobby Petrino, who, as great a strategist as he is as a football coach, is obviously, well, he thought with the wrong part of his body, and this happens. And it's a shame for Arkansas fans that they have to pay the price, and that team, they have to pay the price, because Bobby acted like a 15-year-old boy, used the judgment of one anyway. Arkansas is 1-3, and they, not that they lost to Alabama, losing to Alabama would probably be probably the best team in the country right now, no shame, but when you get pasted at home 52-0, yes, even with a backup quarterback starting, wow. And then you lose to Rutgers, and before that you lost to Louisiana Monroe, and there may be no shame in losing to Louisiana Monroe because they should have beaten Auburn, they almost did in Auburn. And then they gave Baylor 5th. That's a pretty good team. Maybe the question is, should Louisiana Monroe be invited to the Big 12 or the SEC? Especially the Big 12. I mean, you know, the Big 12 only has 10 teams. The Big 10 has 12 teams. Maybe they should get together and call it the Big 22. Or the conference that couldn't count. I don't know. But... Louisiana Monroe, you always like to see programs like that. And remember, they beat Alabama and Nick Saban a few years ago, too. They're not a team to be taken lightly. They're one of those teams everyone overlooks. But you should never overlook Louisiana Monroe, the Warhawks. By the way, I wonder when they'll have to change their name from Warhawks to Peace Doves or something to appease some politically correct person. But anyway... My beloved Gators looking very good. The most exciting thing about Florida football right now is that you see Will Muschamp's imprint being put on the team. You see Jeff Driscoll getting better and better and better. You see the defense getting better and better and better. You see the running game. You see the whole team coming together. Now, we're off this week, this Saturday coming up, but October 6th we have what you might call a test, a big test. A game that, as of right now, I would predict us losing to LSU. A win over LSU, and this season takes whole new meaning. If we beat LSU, we can win the SEC. It's that simple. And if we can win the SEC, you know what that means on the national stage. But that is a huge step up. And really, if you look at it as far as winning the SEC East and then having a chance to win the SEC, if you're going to lose a conference game, you lose one out of your division. And we've already beaten Texas A&M. Welcome to the SEC, Aggies. And the other out-of-division game is Texas A&M. So you look at the schedule, and you have South Carolina at home. You have Vandy coming up. Why does Vandy even have a football team anymore? You have Missouri at home. You should win that one. Missouri not faring well in the SEC. They're getting their teeth kicked down their throat. And, of course, you have the neutral site game with the Georgia Bulldogs, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. So this October 6th, that Saturday, that will define what this season is. If we lose, but we play very well, still a lot of reason for optimism and excitement, and still a good chance to win the SEC East anyway. And if we get blown out, you know, maybe remembrance of the last 2 years, we started 4-0, those two seasons too, and then tanked. But I think this team won't do that. I think this team's going to be 10-11 win season at the end of the year and could well win the SEC East. Now, on to this week's big college football games. And I guess I should make a remark about last night. You know, I didn't watch the game. I heard, you know, what a bad call at the end cost the Packers the game. And I said, yeah, whatever. But I went to ESPN, I watched the video, and I just am stunned. That was more than a bad call. That was indefensible. Apparently, these officials don't know the rule book, and I know they're not NFL officials. They're replacement refs. Folks, some of the calls they've missed so far have been inexcusable. That call last night, every guy who's watched football for more than 5 years knew that was a bad call. Any of us could have made a better call. That's indefensible. And for it to be upheld on replay is, you wonder. It makes you wonder. About $150,000 on bets switched with that play, by the way. Not accusing anyone of anything. But the NFL is getting a serious black eye over this. And as poor as some of the regular refs are sometimes, you need to bring them back. Get it done. Bring them back. You're rich. You're getting a black eye. You care so much about your PR, your public image. Come on, Goodell. Bring them back. Get that out of the conversation. And let's get back to just criticizing the real referees for making horrendous calls. Now, on to the big college football games this Saturday. That's the best thing about college football. Any Saturday, pick one, and there's monumental matchups, great programs going head-to-head, big games, great rivalries. You just don't have that in the NFL. Start with Thursday night. That's just a couple days away, folks. Stanford at Washington. Washington, under Steve Sarkisian, trying to get back to where they were. Stanford, after whipping USC, I guess it wasn't all luck, was it? They're number 8 in the country. They've got a shot to win the Pac-12, too. Don't count Stanford out. Everyone lost their mind. Oh, USC got upset. USC got beat by a very good football team on the road. Don't forget that. Stanford's a good football team. Friday, you got Hawaii at BYU. Should be an entertaining game. These Friday games, for the last couple of years, tend to be barn burners. Then we get to Saturday. And if you have FX on your cable provider, I'm sure you do. Baylor, number 25 in the country. Exciting team to watch. High scoring. Art Briles doing a great job down there. At number 9, West Virginia. And West Virginia puts points up. I mean, good Lord, man. They score more than the Obama administration lies, if I can throw just a little bit of politics in there. Maybe I should be more specific. They score more than Stephanie Cutter lies. And then you got some other pretty good games. Arkansas, we talked about them. They're going to be 1-4 because they're going to go into Texas A&M and get their brains kicked in. Or they're going to finally start to play to the talent they have. I know their coach is gone. I know their bad start. But John L. Smith's not a bad football coach. Arkansas has loads of talent. There was a reason people put them up there as a national championship contender at the beginning of the year. Watch Arkansas. This either saves their season to begin to come back, or the bottom's going to fall out. Penn State at Illinois, I don't really care. I hope Illinois wins. I'm tired of hearing the people feeling sorry for Penn State. I feel bad for the players. I feel bad for the fans who had nothing to do with the deplorable acts that went on. But you know what? As an institution, if this happened at my school, Florida, I would expect us to get severe penalties. And yeah, I would feel bad for the players. I'd feel bad for the fans. But there's prices to be paid for certain things. And the university let this go on. And frankly, they deserve what they're getting. Sorry, it's true. Other games of note. Great rivalry. Tennessee at Georgia. Tennessee, I think they're better. I was very impressed the way Florida looked at Tennessee when they put up 24 points in the game and beat them. But, man, this will be the game the Volunteers look back on and say, we either got back in the SEC race or we faded. Because Georgia's fifth in the country. Between the hedges is going to be very tough. But this is a great rivalry. And I think Tennessee has a real test for Georgia. The Georgia defense. But I'm picking Georgia anyway. How about Ohio State at Michigan State? Ohio State, wow. It's funny how an energized Urban Meyer revitalizes the program very quickly. And I think Urban Meyer's thing, he either has to give 115% or he can give nothing. I think that's him. I think he gives 115% or he's worthless. We saw him when he gave 115% to Florida, how dominant they were. And we saw him when his energy ran low and he was sick or whatever, who knows what it was. We saw how they underachieved. So as long as Ohio State can keep Urban Meyer fired up and charged up, they'll be okay. And Michigan State, they look bad against Notre Dame and didn't look good this past Saturday against Eastern Michigan. But they did come back and win. But Michigan State, if they're going to win the Big Ten this year, this is a game they have to win. Have to win. How about Clemson at Boston College? Clemson, I thought they had the Florida State beat. 28-14, they're rolling, and then it's like a switch is hit. And suddenly FSU's defense just shut down Clemson, and Clemson's offense could do nothing. And then FSU's offense came to life. And a very entertaining game. But hopefully for Clemson, they won't lose focus that they're still a pretty good football team, and they can move forward after the loss and get better and improve. Should be a very entertaining game. And a game that could be trouble for Clemson, because at Boston College is never an easy thing. Yeah, Virginia Tech at Cincinnati. Is Virginia Tech ever going to be a team that reaches a potential they have? It just seems like every year it's the same Virginia Tech team. Never quite living up to what they're supposed to be or could be. Maybe that's just me. Frankly, I think Frank Beamer's overrated as a coach. Any coach who always has a good team but their offense always stinks, unless they have Michael Vick, to me, that's a third of your formula for winning. Your special teams are always great. Defense is always great. But your offense is always suspect. I don't know what the deal is, but Beamer needs to hire a competent offense coordinator at some point. Some way, he has to change if that team's ever going to win a national title. And I know I'll get ripped by people who love Frank Beamer. I think he's a great person. He's a great guy, great coach in many ways, but there's something lacking there. In the you better not sleep game, it's Florida State at South Florida. South Florida's not quite what they were a few years ago, but they're always a team that can reach up and bite you. At home, Florida State overlooks them. This could be a game that gets to the third quarter, kind of close, and then you're in upset territory. Frankly, I think the Seminoles will roll them. I think Florida State's finally looking like Florida State again, which as a Gator fan doesn't make me very happy, but it does kind of rekindle the hatred I have for Florida State because they're a threat again. Boise State, they're going to roll New Mexico. Who cares? UCLA at Colorado. What happened to Colorado? I mean, they've just tanked as a program. It's not a program that kind of goes from a national title contender to an 8 or 9 win team for a few seasons. And Colorado has fallen off the map. And Jim Mora Jr. trying to get UCLA back on the map. They're doing fairly well this year. No shame in losing the game they lost Saturday. But Colorado at some point has to show some life. They did beat Washington State this weekend on the road. Maybe that's something. I was in Colorado. Maybe I'm their good luck charm. I was on Colorado on vacation and the Buffs won. Maybe the University of Colorado should pay me to go to Rocky Mountain National Park and be on vacation during football season. I would be fine with that, by the way. South Carolina at Kentucky, that should be an absolute beating. Kentucky is pathetic. TCU at SMU, the Iron Skillet Bowl. Two thoughts. The first place, the people who named this the Iron Skillet Bowl should be hitting with an iron skillet. And TCU should destroy SMU. SMU has been horrible this year. Maybe you thought June Jones could bring them back, but they're pathetic right now. Texas Tech at Iowa State. Sounds like a good game on paper, but who cares? Tech fans don't even care. Guns up? I don't think so. You might need a new coach. You might need to run Tommy Tuberville out of town. How about Texas at Oklahoma State? Oklahoma State not ranked. Texas number 12 in the country. This is going to be interesting. Watch this. Watch if the Longhorns are really back. They're kind of the same boat as Florida. They fell out for a couple years. If they're really back and living up to their potential, they will go into Oklahoma State and beat that team. Louisville at Southern Miss. Louisville. You had Bobby Petrino as a coach. You were getting to be a really good program. He left. You fell back. Then you got the old Florida Gator defensive coordinator, Charlie Strong. He's got you back. And now there's rumors that he's going to Arkansas maybe. Louisville's one of those programs, every time they get a really good coach, they lose him to the NFL or to a bigger program. You feel bad for him. Louisville, keep Charlie Strong around. Do whatever it takes. How about Wisconsin at Nebraska? Remember last year, Nebraska went into Wisconsin and got their heads kicked in. Wisconsin, not that great this year. Nebraska should return the favor. And that Martinez kid, that quarterback Nebraska has, he can throw now. He can't just run. Nebraska's a dangerous football team, folks. Who's going to be in Alabama? I don't know, but it won't be Ole Miss this weekend. Ole Miss is not a good football team at all. Alabama should strangle them quickly. Oregon State at Arizona. Arizona, everyone's excited about it. You know, running the football, Rich Rod's the coach, everything's good. And then they go to Oregon, and I figured they'd go to Oregon and lose, but an exciting high-scoring game. Either the Ducks' defense is a lot better, or the Wildcats' offense is not quite there yet. Anyway, Oregon State, kind of the surprise team. Beating UCLA, beating Wisconsin the week before. Look for Arizona to get back off the snide and beat Oregon State this week. And number two, Oregon, jumped over LSU in the standings. They're going to go into Washington State and celebrate by beating the Cougars relentlessly. That is it, my friends. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I'll get back to politics next time. But I just love college football so much and love talking about it. And say a prayer for the replacement refs in the NFL. Say a prayer that their eyesight will at some point be restored. And then say a prayer for the NFL. Because, you know, they really need to get their heads out of, you know what I'm saying with that. Get the real refs back. And Bobby Petrino, I always think of Bobby Petrino now and I say, why? Here's a guy who had everything. Great job, or you know, built Louisville into what it was, Arkansas, getting there, national title contender, and you got to screw the co-ed, don't you? Just had to screw around with a co-ed. Not even that hot, by the way. I bet I could go to the University of Arkansas campus, walk around 5 minutes, and find 5 to 10 girls hotter than her. But, of course, they'd probably have better judgment than to screw some middle-aged, pathetic guy like Bobby Petrino, who, as great a football coach as he is apparently pretty pathetic as a human being. Seriously, Bobby, come on, dude. I know, I'm 47. Young girls of that age, very tempting, beautiful. But, come on, dude. Some things you just shouldn't do. Some things you just should not do. Ex-Coach Petrino. We'll talk to you next week, my friends. We'll do another one of these college football shows. Maybe incorporate some more NFL news. And back to politics. likely tomorrow in another podcast. Yeah, I'm still watching Team Obama screw everything they touch up. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. That is your daily thought.